I will remind you guys, you still have yet to find Wingnut.
Yeah, not yet. Well, they said that he went into the cave.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where we're headed next.
Well,
let's go.
Say nice things at our funerals.
Yep, say nice things at our funerals. We're going up to the cave.
Okay. Ooh, sorry.
This is why I save my spell slots.
Also why I save my spell slots.
A rough-hewn archway bores into the mountain inside. Carved out from the depths of a hole comes the light of distant torches, the smell of dying things, and the cries of folks perhaps already dead. Rusted blood kicks the rock all around. Outside the entryway, there is a sign painted above the doorway. What languages do you guys speak?
I speak a lot of Elvish.
Common, Elvish, and Draconic.
Common, Elven... Sorry. You go first.
Common, Dwarvish, and Ignim.
And I have Common, Elven, Dwarven, Primordial, Sylvan.
Jeez Louise, you got a lot.
Scholar background.
Fenrir, what do you speak?
I just speak Common and Elvish.
Okay, then I need a flat in check from someone.
That's me. I am studying. Well, actually, I could cast a spell. I could.
Yeah, but you need to
save it.
I know.
Fight ahead. Yeah.
I know. Cool. I wish this was a ritual still, because I could have used this as a ritual normally, but I'm not going to. Okay.
Don't you get ritual spells?
Yeah, but comprehend languages is no longer a ritual for this.
What?
Oh.
This is just flat intelligence, right?
Yes.
23.
That's gnomish.
Oh, that's gnomish, duh. Oh.
You also find an overturned barrel, and inside is with, hold on a second, I need to determine how many are in there.
How many gnomes?
How many torches are in the barrel?
How many gnomes do, in fact, fit in a barrel?
About as many.
I know the answer to this one. As many as you can fit in there.
There are 10 torches in the barrel.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot to add my thing. I do have detect poison and disease. I forgot about that, but I don't actually can't do anything about it. So a lot of good that does for me.
Okay. So do you guys go inside?
We should probably light torches. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, we should just light torches.
So wandering inside with a lit torch, you see a rat chewing at a mushroom swollen corpse of a human woman, which runs away as soon as you guys approach it as soon as the light hits it. And from here, you guys can go to the south. The southwest. And then you guys can
go
west.
Who can't see in the dark? I can't. Because elves can't.
I cannot either.
Yeah, so I'll cast light on my shield. So now we can all see. I know Mr. Dwarvish guy don't need it, but... So which direction do we want to go?
South or southeast?
So we're facing... So the cavern entrance was pointed south initially, right?
Yes.
Always take a right, go to the southwest.
Okay.
Oh wait, there's also southeast. And from the southeast you can hear sobs, prayers, and cries for help.
Okay, let's go southeast.
Maybe we should southeast.
Okay.
Well, if there's another tunnel that we hear people wanting help down.
Okay, southeast first. Found in a net hanging from the ceiling, a man in rags writhes and cries out for help with a ragged voice. Below him, humanoid figures, bluffing with mushrooms, circle a pile of rocky debris. And there are exactly... There are two of these mushroom figures total. And they're trying to reach for him.
Okay. Are they within 60 feet of us?
I would say so, yes.
I would like to sacred flame one of them.
Which one?
Whichever one is closest to us, I guess.
That would probably be the bigger one. Go ahead. Oh wait.
Okay.
I need to.
Yep, you need to roll a dex save of 14. Yeah.
I don't know if flat-footed is a thing, but that would be considered being caught flat-footed, wouldn't it?
That's a 4.
Awesome. So that is 4 damage.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
On that note, everyone roll initiative.
Yay, I love rolling all initiative. Right.
That's 12 for me.
Big A, your running
I
shoes
got mine
on.
Big A, when you're ready.
Rogue better put on his running shoes.
Doing that Hercules run.
Sorry.
Be 120 feet away. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now I need a roll initiative myself.
Yeah, I've got my initiative whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I know, I'm just being slow about this. Okay, Henry.
I got a 15.
Okay. Jen.
12.
Alexio?
21. It's an 18 on the dice with plus 3.
Wow.
Okay. And, Christopher.
16.
We prepared this time.
Okay. Top of the round, Alexio.
Yeah,
oh, wait. How much did you do to the big guy, Jen? 4 damage?
4. It was 4.
Okay. Alright, now we start. Top of the round, Alexio, you're up.
Okay. So we got a regular Mycanoid and we got a bigger Mycanoid.
They're not mechanoids. They're more of those bodies that are infested with mushrooms.
Oh.
One's bigger and one's smaller. And the smaller ones you've already dealt with.
Yeah. So, I do have to ask, does it seem like there's any, like, you know, like, weakness that they have other than just being regularly whacked?
Nothing that you've seen.
Okay. I'm not sure if there's anything different about the big one, so I'm gonna get farther away because I can be 120 feet for this. But for the bigger guy, I'm gonna grave touch him.
What do I need to roll?
I think that's an attack roll off of me still.
Okay.
I gotta scroll down to it. There's a lot of spells. Grave touch. Range spell attack. Yep. Oh my god, the Matt Mercer dice is really popping off today.
What did you get?
It's really popping off. That's a natural 20.
Go ahead and double the
nice.
Okay, where's my D8s?
I need some of his dice, man.
You do. My dice are very lovely. They're very lovely. Okay. 8. Oh my god, I was so close to max damage. I'm upset. So close. 15 necrotic damage, and it cannot regain hit points until my next turn.
Oof!
Also, if it's undead, it has disadvantage against further attack rolls from me.
Noted, but is this undead? It's not undead.
Is it? Well, I'm just reading off the spell description, so just in case.
That's why I was double checking, though. Okay. You chant, you tone. Send out energy, the thing rears back in pain, and is that your turn?
Yes, and I'm very far away because I could be 120 feet.
Christopher, you're up.
Right. I'm going to start breaking into some of the new stuff here in Tales of the Valiant. So I'm looking at... Sorry, I've got an echo going in my head there.
I'm looking at making a pinning shot. So I'm going to take aim with my short bow at the more distant of the two.
Which would be the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright. So I basically make an attack roll, and if it hits, it is wearing clothing, right?
Yeah. Rags, but yes.
Okay. Rags will work.
Rags will work.
Alright, so... Oh, that's disappointing. That is a 7 to hit.
7 does not hit.
Alrighty. Unfortunately, that's it for Altius this turn.
Okay, Fenrir, you're up.
Alright, I'm gonna go and cover for our rogue. So, I'm gonna make long sword attack.
On who? The little one's far away and the big one's approaching.
Yeah, he's not happy.
I'll swipe at the big one.
Go ahead.
That's a 19.
19 hits.
So that's a D8 plus 3. 11 slashing, and then I am going to do bonus action guard.
What does that do?
It's a little thing that I can do since I'm carrying a shield. Let me get there really quick. Basically, I put up my shield. Anything within 5 feet, any my friends near me. Basically, it grants disadvantage.
Okay.
On the attack roll.
Jen, you're up.
On anybody that's within 5 feet of me, I believe.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'm gonna Sacred Flame the big guy again.
Nine.
Awesome. That's 7 damage.
7 damage.
Okay, the thing is looking beat up, but it's still standing. It is now the big guy's turn. Who's gonna go for, or the person who just whacked it with a sword and I don't have to shield wave. And it rolls with disadvantage.
It probably wants to kill me, but it can't reach me.
No, it can't.
He has disadvantage on his first attack roll.
Yep. But unfortunately for you, he has multi-attack. Okay, that's a 7 to hit for the first attack, so no. And now for a second attack, which does not have disadvantage. And that's that's another 7. No, he's rolling like shit today. You're in luck.
Good.
Nope.
Good. Let him keep rolling badly.
Then it's the little guy's turn, who's going to spend his turn dashing to get up next to big guy, and that'll be his turn. Top of the round, Alexiel.
Yes, hello. Let's see. I am nowhere close to the combat. I am far away. Oh my god. I love when my PDF stops working correctly. Where is it? I am sorry for dead radio.
It's fine.
What you looking for? I can try and screen cap it off mine.
Oh, here we are. No, that's not enough damage. Okay. We're just gonna start throwing fire because we like fire here.
Which one?
The big one still.
Okay.
We want big boy to take a nap. A permanent nap. Does a dirty 20 hit?
A dirty 20 hits.
A dirty 20. Nine fire damage.
Okay.
I don't think I can do anything else, even if I wanted to.
Okay, Christopher, you're up.
Unless I was level 3, in which case I'd be spamming cantrips like the hell.
Well, I wasn't lucky last time, but I'm going to take another shot with a pinning shot here with my short bow, and I'm going to fire it at the little guy again.
Does a 9 hit?
A 9 does not hit.
I'm getting the most impressive rolls right now. Alrighty, that's it for me.
I think we know where all the luck's going.
Evidently.
It is now Fenrir's turn.
Yeah, big guy, yeah, you're getting another swipe.
Go ahead.
21.
21 hits.
4... 10 damage, and I'm gonna guard again.
10 damage? Okay. Give me 1 second, I'm making a note for a thing. Okay. Jen, you're up.
Okay, another sacred flame with the big dude.
You like fire here.
You just enjoy fire.
It's fun.
Got the two.
All right.
We're not pyromaniac, I swear.
No, that's a 4.
This thing looks rough.
I should hope so.
Okay, it is now the big guy's turn, who is going to swing at guard boy. And that's a 13. Oh, wait. That's an 18 hit on the first hit. With disadvantage.
With the disadvantage?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, let's see. You take...
Well, I mean, let's be real. That was probably a natural 20 you just dodged.
No, it wasn't. It was a... Okay. You take... 5 piercing damage and... 7 poison damage.
7 poison.
So... much poison.
Oh, I'm at 1. I am at 1.
And I need a constitution saving throw from you.
God.
Oh, no.
Oh, the heck on with the con saves.
It's for a thing.
Bye. Sayonara. I'll say nice things at your funeral.
It's like one hit and we go down. We've hit this guy like how many times and he's still up.
That's a 20. I'm still up.
Yep, you're fine. Okay, that's the big boy's turn.
Welcome to level 1 parties, where everything can kill you.
Oh, wait.
That stiff
big boy
breeze.
Has multi attack. Yes, and now he swings for a slam, and that is a... Oh dear, that's 22 to hit. You take... 5 bludgeoning damage, and 4 poison damage.
I'm down. Again.
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 Look, Lando, this
I can't
time
heal in the same way again.
Well, no, you can't. You have to take a short rest. You taking a short rest, haven't you?
Oh, he did. That's right. It does say short or long, doesn't it?
Okay.
It short or long.
But
yep, thank
now,
you.
Okay, right. He goes down, and now the little guy goes hurtling past you, and I'm going to say he's going to go for the person who's been throwing white flame around because the wizard's too far away.
Hi, I am very far away, but I've been throwing normal flame.
Jan, does an 18 hit?
Yes.
You take... 5 piercing damage and 4 poison damage. And I need a constitution saving throw for you.
Again.
I kind of wish I was closer so I could have burning hands for them, but...
And a con save. That is 11 plus what is my con save? Makes it 15.
You're fine. Okay, top of the round, Alexio.
Yes. Hi. Pyromania.
Yes.
I'm just gonna put 16 on the dice. That's a plus 6.
22 to hit. Which one?
Yep. Well, let's go for small boy now, because small boy's attacking our healer.
Okay. Big boy is still up, though.
Big boy is still up, though, but he's still struggling.
Okay.
Full damage. Full damage.
How much?
10. We are at level 1 cantrip still.
Nice. Okay. Is that your turn?
Yes, unless I could spam bonus action cantrip, which I can't.
Okay, Chris, you're up.
Altius is having none of this now. Big boy... keeps doing these heavy swings. Altheus keeps missing the little guy. So I'm going for a pinning shot on Big Boy.
Go ahead.
I'm on.
Big Boy needs to take a dirt nap.
That's a 7.
Nope.
Oh, all right. God.
Altius is,
Hey.
You know what? No, I am going to run up in Big Boy's face at this point, because otherwise he might go for somebody who wouldn't be able to take the hit.
Okay.
I almost want to ask, do you want a pendulum?
That is a dangerous proposition, but it is... It's new stuff. We may as well start throwing it around.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much guarantees that you're going to get at least 4 hits in, but you also guarantee 4 consecutive misses as well.
Okay. Thunder, you're up. Death saving throw.
18, thank God.
Okay. Jen, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to just have to cure wounds myself, I think, right now to keep myself from going down. Because, yeah, that's a thing that might happen. Let me see my cure wounds. What does it do? Cure wounds. It is a d8 plus my modifier, my spellcasting mod. And I'm not sure what my spellcasting mod is. I don't know why.
It should be, 1 second.
Should be is wisdom, it my right?
Yeah, wisdom.
D plus wisdom? Okay. So that, oh, cool. I got an 8 plus my 4. So that's, like, perfect. I get back up to my 11.
Okay. And is that your turn?
Yep, that's all I can do.
Okay. There is a rogue in front of Big Boy who swings, who bites.
I'd like to see him try.
13 plus 5, 18 to hit for the bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is 8 piercing damage plus 4 poison damage.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's going to go in for the
I do resist poison for the record.
Noted. Okay. Here's the flame attack. That's a 10 to hit.
That's a 10
to hit. Yes.
Okay, that's Big Boy's turn. It is now the little guy's turn.
10 hit?
10 to hit.
Oh.
Did I need to roll a con save for the bite?
On con save, you didn't need a bite. Sorry, I nearly forgot.
And is this a con save against poison? Because I would have advantage on that.
It's against an infection.
So against disease.
I don't believe that this affects disease. Okay.
I would count an infection as disease.
Yeah, no.
Nonetheless, I got a 16 on the con save.
You're fine. Okay, it's now little guy's turn. It's still attacking the cleric.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't care about the big shiny fire over here?
No. 19.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
You take 5 piercing damage.
Right here.
Plus
6
okay.
poison damage.
Plus 6 poison damage?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Are you down? I'm
down to 1 HP.
Okay, okay.
Good thing
I can still beat you.
Okay, top of the round.
Do I need to make my con save?
Oh yeah, you didn't need to make a con save, sorry.
Go down.
Oh, I crit failed that. We're gonna see what happens when we crit fail these.
You feel a strange sensation overtake you, Jen. Okay.
Okay, I'm infected. Oh boy.
But we'll get back to what that means later. Okay, top of the round. Alexio, you're up.
Okay, well, for our cleric, I am going to run up to the little boy who is continuously trying to murder her. And I'm going to electrocute it.
Go ahead and roll. Yes.
I'm going to electrocute it. So you could probably run after this because I think if it connects, it doesn't get a reaction. I have to double check that.
Okay, cool.
I haven't used Shocking Grasp in forever. Melee spell. He's not metal. That's gonna be a does a 16 hit.
16 hits.
Okay, cool. So he's not going to be able to take a reaction until his next turn.
And how much damage did he take?
He is taking 6 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
We give him that good old zap.
Alrighty, Chris, you're up.
Now that I'm in melee, I am switching to my pair of daggers here. So first of all, I'm going for a pinning shot on Big Boy once again, because clearly this is going so well for Altius.
You are right in front of him. I'm pretty sure that means you have disadvantage. Oh, wait. Oh, pinning shot with daggers.
Yes, pinning shot with the daggers.
Oh, never mind. Okay, go ahead.
The daggers can also do pinning shot. And I will describe what this actually looks like if I succeed, maybe. 13
does not hit.
Oh my god.
What is with my lucky die today? Okay, I'm switching dice here.
Big boy.
Yep. Alright, that's enough. Time to go with conventional stabbing. I tried to play it creatively. I tried to not just do flat damage, but two weapon fighting.
Fenrir, you're up. Oh wait, Fenrir.
Yeah, that's a miss.
So saving throw, Fenrir.
I got a nat 20.
Okay.
Nice.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
It's either you get two saves or you're stabilized.
If you crit,
sure.
If you crit succeed, it's two saves. If you crit fail, it's two fails.
That's three successes then. Okay,
so
you're stable.
Stable.
Okay.
Awesome.
Jen, you're up.
You're up.
Okay, I am going to do what I was told and run away, that I'm going to run over and help our fighter again with the same thing I did last time with my field medic training and bring him back up to his health again.
Okay.
Whatever his double is con, plus one.
Seven. Already.
And I'm going to stay behind him, but putting him between me and the big guy.
It is now Big Boy's turn. He still has a rogue in front of him. Fight.
Oh dear.
Did you devise my rogue?
Potentially. I have a natural 20.
Oh no.
Goodbye.
I need another d6. And it is 2d6 or 2d8. Here we go. Ten piercing damage. And 15 poison damage. You're dead, aren't you?
You're dead.
Doing some math at the moment. Death threshold is negative full, or
double.
It negative half? Oh. In that case, I'm unconscious, but otherwise okay.
Okay, thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness for poison resistance.
But I still need a con save from you.
Alright.
We like infections here. Spoiler, we do not.
That is a 17.
You're fine. Okay, you're
Altius down. Altius is too stupid to get diseases.
That's not how it works.
Big Boy can't reach anyone else, so he's gonna. So I'm gonna. I'll be generous and say he's not doing. Oh, wait.
Small Boy can't react.
Yeah, but Big Boy can, but Big Boy still has something else he can do. He spits a toxic glob of green, reddish green goop at you, Alexia, and let's see if he hits. That's 16 to hit.
Yeah, no. Actually, wait a minute. No, he won't. Shield. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yes.
That's Big Boy's turn. It is now Little Boy's turn. Oh, and he's going
to... I believe Shield lasts until the end of the round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shield lasts until the end of the round.
That's an 8 to hit.
Until the end of your next turn.
Okay, it's top of the round. Alexia, you're up.
Things bounce off Arcane Barrier. We love it. Okay. So we have Small Boy here in front of me. I can't do much about Big Boy because everybody's ganging him and it's still not working for some reason. How rough does Small Boy look?
He looks a little, unsteady, but he is a bit strong. He looks better than Big Boy, at least.
Well, yeah, he should, because he's barely been hit. Okay. Can't take him on a merry little chase, because he can move as fast as I can. I wish that was not the case, but...
Have you looked at any of the special moves on your weapons? Would one of them come in?
Oh, I have not.
What weapons are you using right now?
I have a quarterstaff.
Does the quarterstaff...
I am a combat caster, so the quarterstaff doesn't interfere with my spellcasting. I think that said bash at some point.
Bash, yeah. I'm just trying to find that one. When you make an attack with this weapon, you can hit it in the side of the head, disorienting it for a moment. On a hit, the target is briefly disoriented and has disadvantage on its next attack roll. That's not too exciting, but it could be useful.
But it's useful for when you have only 9 HP.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a quarter staff, and I hit one of them before. I didn't think about looking at what my weapon actually did. It was really late last night when I was creating it.
Yeah, I think.
Technically, it was this morning.
It's definitely not going to do as much damage as any of my spells, because we have low strength here, but... I guess I will bring up the bash. I'm going to literally whack it upside the head with a quarterstaff.
Casting power word bonk.
Yep. Yes, actually, power word bonk. And I'll do this with versatile because it'll do more damage. Because I can do that without interfering with stuff. That's 18 to hit.
18 hits. Wait, which one?
Okay. Small boy, he's in front of me.
Alrighty.
So that's a D8, because I'm versatiling. And bashing. So, power word bonk does 6 damage. And I think that because I hit, that actually disorients him, so he can't. So he's rolling with disadvantage.
Okay. You knocked this thing's head nearly clean off, almost, but it's still hanging in there, literally. It's gross.
Chris, why are these things so resilient?
Chris, you're up. Saving throw.
Death save. 19 on the die.
Okay, that's one success. Fenner, you're up.
Alright, so since little guy's pretty much pinned.
Well, he's in melee combat with the wizard of all things.
Decisions. Do I hit the big guy and hopefully not get knocked down, or I take my chances with the little dude and try to get him off of our wizard? Ugh.
I don't know, the big guy's gotta go down, and down hard soon, right?
I mean, I've smacked him twice with the double-digit damage.
He's gotta be getting close.
Man, I got a terrible decision. You know what, I'm gonna go for the little dude and slash at him.
Okay.
Pull up our mage. Give our mage at least some breathing room.
Alrighty.
I mean, to be fair, you also witnessed probably the most uncommon thing. A mage that can actually do a melee attack and it hit very hard.
I got 18 on with the addition.
On the little guy?
Yeah.
He had 1 HP left. He's dead.
Awesome.
Yeah, 1 HP.
Slice this guy.
I should have cast Firebolt.
Slice this dude straight in half.
I should have cast Firebolt.
I don't even have
it. If he wants it,
or if he wants it crosswise, if he wants it horizontal or crosswise.
Okay.
Firebolt wouldn't have been a disadvantage.
And then I'm going to guard.
Magic.
Oh. Okay, then, Jen, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna Sacred Flame the big guy.
That's a 3.
These things are slow.
They are not dexy at all. 8! Yes! 8! I got an 8.
Holy fire.
A brilliant ray of white flame goes out into the darkness, racing across Big Boy's form, and he drops to the ground.
Woohoo! I'm running over to our rogue, and I'm doing the field medic on him.
Before you can do that,
I was about to say when I see it go down, I'm just gonna like, can I just like look at it? Is it dead, or is it like?
It's baking? Dead.
Okay.
No,
what I'm saying something different actually. As you go over, surprisingly, he gets up on his own as he feels strength rush through him. In fact, all of you feel strength rushing through you.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Because, according to the adventure, there's one more event before we get to this, but I'm going to be generous and give it to you guys now. You're now level 2, and we'll have to find out what happens in the rest of this cave next time. We'll see you in part 2. Tale of the Valiant was created by Kobold Press. Our music comes from Monument Studios and was paid for personal usage. Our podcast is powered by Spotify for Podcasters. Thank you for listening.